up to number 17, if my math is right here. And unless anybody has any miscellaneous and meeting debrief that's crucial, I don't see any hands going up, so maybe we can bypass that. Oh, Mr. Kehoe.
I don't know if it's crucial, but I do want to bring it up, Mr.
Go ahead.
Chairman, and it's just kind of a quick follow-up on the conversations that we had yesterday about a workshop on the Columbia River Policy Review. Some good discussion. I think I was wondering, or I would suggest that perhaps the Columbia River Work Group could work together and put an agenda together for such a meeting. And it would be a consensus agenda. I don't think we want to leave anything out. And I would encourage commissioners that have specific questions then maybe to put those to the chair of the committee. And then at some point we could, the committee could have a meeting and have an agenda put forward and then work on any staff assignments. As Commissioner McIsaac has said, there's already a tremendous amount of data and analysis done. So that's just a suggestion.
Oh. Commissioner Baker, you have a comment?
Sure. Of course we need an agenda. We seem to need agendas for everything we do. Commissioner Kehoe, my request is that a substantial part of that meeting be unscripted. You're right. We have all the work done on this that we could possibly need and probably more. What I was thinking about is just for us to have a chance to just talk amongst each other. So I sure don't object to your comment, but I would ask that however long we meet, that we have time just to absolutely just plain old discuss amongst ourselves.
Yeah, and now I'm going to go to Commissioner McIsaac. You know, and yesterday when you made your motion, we had made the decision that the Columbia River Work Group would not meet again, and we would meet as in a workshop fashion, the whole commission. So I don't know that I'm interested in backtracking on that, but I'll turn it over right now. I see McIsaac's ready. Talk, Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I agree with Commissioner Kehoe and Commissioner Baker on both of their comments. I know yesterday Commissioner Thorburn had some questions that she didn't quite get out. Commissioner Linville had, I think she said, at least one or two. As I mentioned earlier today, I've written down some from the public testimony that I think are good topics for discussion. So I think it's a matter of just making sure we have everybody's topics for discussion out there. Nikki will have to canvass everybody for some time. I don't know that it requires a meeting of the Columbia River Work Group, but some coordination so that we can see these questions and that maybe staff might be alerted to some of them. I do think it ought to be a little bit of a freelance workshop so that everybody has the chance to react to whatever they see and get anything on their mind discussed and get comfortable. We weren't able to do that yesterday. And if the wishes of the commission is not to try to do that on the day of the decision, I'm in agreement with both Commissioner Kehoe and Baker.
All right. Well, we'll take that and work on it. I mean, I'm going to talk to Kehoe. I'm going to talk to Baker. I'll probably talk to others. I think that's what we need to do. So any objection to that?
No objections. I just want to make sure that this is a productive work session.
Yes.
That's all.
Absolutely.
Rather than spinning our wheels and getting off track, I want to make sure it's productive.
It must be.
Sure, everybody else does.
Totally agree with you, Bob. Okay, anything else by anyone else? Okay, that concludes the miscellaneous and meeting debrief.